AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Elon Musk says the people have spoken, and as a result, he'll reinstate former President Donald Trump's Twitter account. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur.
This is the clearest sign yet that Twitter is changing dramatically from what it was.
In the past, Trump has said he won't rejoin Twitter. He's been posting on his own Truth social media site, just a fraction of the followers he had on Twitter. The site deactivated the Trump account after his supporters invaded the Capitol nearly 2 years ago. A special counsel has been named to oversee the investigation into his role in the riot and the probe into classified documents he kept after leaving office. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says that sends a signal.
I suspect it means we'll see a decision and potential indictment within the first 3 months of the new year.
In a developing story out of Colorado Springs, police say there has been a shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub there. They've just said at least 5 people have been killed, 18 injured. The snow just keeps on coming in western New York and the Great Lakes. Some 77 inches reported in Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills were supposed to host the Cleveland Browns this afternoon. Instead, they're playing in Detroit. CBS's Tara Lynch is in Buffalo.
The storm nearing historic levels, falling almost steadily since Thursday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency and a travel ban for 11 counties across New York State.
It's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
And deadly whiteout conditions making driving nearly impossible.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, witnesses say the driver of a truck pulling a holiday parade float screamed that he'd lost control and couldn't stop. By the time it was stopped, a young girl had died. Police arrested the driver. CBS's Michael George.
Bystanders and police officers jumped into action, chasing after the truck and physically forcing it to a stop.
People came up and were helping, like, grab it and slow it down a little bit.
Witnesses say they thought it was an accident. The driver was honking to warn others that the truck was out of control. Police say the driver is cooperating and is now facing multiple charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle and reckless driving.
A UN climate conference in Egypt is over, with delegates from dozens of countries making a historic agreement.
Governments from more than 190 countries have now struck a deal to set up a fund that would pay for climate-related damage in vulnerable countries. Akim Steiner is with the United Nations Development Program.
Essentially a fund that is meant to compensate countries that haven't been the cause of climate change but are now the victims of it.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible Black Friday sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at Black Friday Savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 27, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 6 above.
Round, Guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Yeah. by Fish Sky. That is Last Crack. You're listening to Essential Last Crack at 11. That version of Blue Fly Fish Sky came from the Burning Funkhouse Live album. And the recording of that album just had its 20-year anniversary. November 15th, 2002 is when that was recorded. Pretty cool that we come up on a milestone like that. Before that, we heard My Burning Time, the original Burning Time from 1991's Burning Time album. And we opened up this hour with Last Crack, Icicle. And that is that was the single from their latest album, The Uprising, which came out in 2019. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max and Kevy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And you know you can go to civicmedia.us and search Max Inc. Radio, and you will find our podcast. And you can listen to these podcasts for 2 weeks and some breakout interviews and all kinds of good stuff. And you can also go to your favorite app store and download the Civic Media app and listen to Max Inc. Radio on your smartphone or favorite device. Hey, Carbellion out of Milwaukee, you know, they're coming out with a new album March 17th, 2023. They just signed with Eclipse Records, which is pretty cool. A whole worldwide deal. They've been around since 2004. And right now, I think I'm going to play a double shot or a double dip, whichever you might want to do, of Carbellion. And this one is called Night of I Might. You're listening to Max and Kevy. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Carbellion, that finishes off a double shot of Carbellion. That was Listen for Ghosts, and that is going to be off their upcoming album called Weapons of Choice on Eclipse Records. That's going to be coming out in 2023, and you know what? Max Inc. Radio has been premiering that tune for a little while now, so it's great to see that finally coming out with a record. We can't wait to hear all the rest of the songs and start seeing that band again live. All right, my name is Rocker. This is Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's keep it rolling with a band, one of my favorite bands out of Chicago from the old days. This is a throwback to Rebels Without Applause. Needle Juice. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.
sunshine and a needle. You're like a dead man walking. Everybody's life is sad. Rainy, cloudy days. Now one is free of the taste of Geronimo and pain.
That is Rebels Without Applause out of Chicago. Remember, the guitar player and the singer used to be in a band called Snow White with his drummer, the brother. Yeah, man, one of my favorites. Hey, we'll be right back after the break. And you know what? I came up with some brand new lo-fi killers. They just released an album, the Madison Rock Duo. It just released this album, and we'll play some brand new music from them right after the break.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Pry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Pry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it.
The
I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy today, with daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 23. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. A blend of clouds and sun Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 41. 45 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, 7 above.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Until She's Gone. That is Lo-Fi Killers, a new two-piece rock band out of Madison. That is from their new CD, Time to Sleep on It, is what that is. And before that, we heard Chained, brand new music from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Let's keep it going with Benjamin Trick, the Cowboy. They're out of Milwaukee. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
Thank you. seem to be the only one.
From Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
classified as black guys. Totally, totally left without warning. Left us with nothing but the biggest lie.
To Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
He's a broken toe. Ballerino. The mind is sharp. The body is slow. My name was on your lips. Silhouette in your eye. And that last sappy, I dream my soul memory dies. Yeah.
Smoke-Free Home. That is Broken Toe. Hey, Smoke-Free Home is going to be playing at the Reptile Palace up in Oshkosh on the 26th of November, opening up for Trash Pandas and along with Death the Kid. And that pretty much does it for me tonight. I'm Rocker. Remember, if you want to send...
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin.